Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Always want to do better in life. Mm-hmm. You want to survive, mm-hmm. to find stability mm-hmm. in life.
Sa murang edad, ganito na palaki ang Sydney-based specialist GP na tubong Cebu na si Dr. Angelica Lugarta Scott. Kwento niya sa SBS Filipino kasama ng dalawa niyang kapatid na babae. Pinalaki sila ng solo parent kaya nakatatak na sa kanilang puso't isipan na magsumikap para mag-iba ang takbo ng kanilang buhay.
I remember my mom taught us a lot of good things, a lot of great things such as, you know, being independent, working hard, perseverance, and respect. So, maraming tinuro ang mama ko to us.
Your mom is a doctor or?
No, she's actually a former English teacher. Tapos, nag-separate sila with my dad very early on. Ano pa lang ako, mga less than 1 year old or mga 1 year old. Then, she stopped, of course, teaching to look after us. She's very hands-on. Well, I think it's very tough, you know, very tough at that time. Pero pinagkakasya naman niya, you know, very, I would say very limited ang resources, especially financially at that time. So, we're not really well off. Mahirap talaga at that time. But kinaya niya. At saka nagsusupport naman yung father ko. Separated sila, but nagsusupport naman siya.
You think yun yung nag-motivate sa'yo na, okay, I have to.
Yeah, yun talaga. It's a big thing. I think that's the main factor.
Sa pagbabaliktanaw nga ng doktor, payak ang kanilang pamumuhay.
It's been a long journey talaga, you know. I remember I grew up in Cebu City, Philippines. So, Bisayang dako. Yeah. And at that time, of course, in Cebu, life is very modest, simple, but we're very happy. You know, my mom is a solo parent, you know, so there's three of us. I'm the youngest. I'm very close to my two sisters. And at that time, you know, I studied or nag-aral ako doon sa primary school. Local primary school lang sa Talamban, Cebu City. And then I remember us walking, I think, 1 kilometer going to school and back to school. Walang mga jeepney, walang mga busy cars. So life is very simple, very happy, peaceful.
Dagdag nito dahil sa karanasan sa buhay mula sa pagkabata. Nakita niya na ang pagiging doktor ang susi para makabangon. Pero sa paglipas ng mga taon, mas naging malalim ang kahulugan nito.
You know, being a doctor, it gives you stability. Yun lang ang alam mo at that time when you're, you know, siguro 15 years old, 12 years old. You know, you find something na a career that gives you meaning at the same time. Ano siya, it's an excellent career and also it's stable. So at that time, that's what I'm thinking now. It's really good to be a doctor. Another factor talaga is I realized I really want to be a doctor when I was 4th year high school. My mom actually had a stroke 2 months before graduation.
Oh, that's so sad, no?
But the good thing is, yung stroke niya at that time, siguro mild lang. Meron siyang slurring of speech and weakness on one side, pero after a couple of months, naka-recover naman siya and she was still able to attend my graduation. She naka-recover siya kasi young pa siya at that time, 50 years old. But that was a main event in my life. Now I decided, kasi when you think about it, she's a solo mom, solo parent, and then financial is very hard if alam mo na kung someone is
sick
or admitted sa hospital. Tapos tatlo kaming babae, tapos I'm still high school, tapos yung dalawa kong sister, they're still in, I think, uni or college at that time. Yeah. So wala pa talagang nag-work.
Sabi ng doktor, alam niya mahal ang kumuha ng medicine o pagiging doktor, lalo na sa kanyang panahon. Pero ipinagpapasalamat niya sa Diyos. Marami ang tumulong at naniniwala sa kanyang kakayahan.
Hindi naman kami well off, you know, and we know very well that medicine is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do pre-medicine, pre-med. So I did Bachelor of Science in Biology, San Carlos. And I was so happy I was able to get a DOSD scholarship.
Ay, galing naman.
Yeah. So kasi, you know, Dean's Lister ako, you know, at that time, you know, sa... Tapos yung ano rin, yung San Carlos is sa Talamban kasi ako.
Mm-mm.
So it's very close by. So isang jeepney ride lang ang yung school, yung university.
Mm-mm.
Then I was able to get a scholarship. Then yun yung... isa yun sa mga, ano, yung parang sign, you know, I said, oh, I'm probably in the right track to achieving my goal because, ano, God provided this na I got the scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Pagkatapos ko naman yun, is I was able to get a scholarship sa medicine. So, pinili ko saan ba ang pinaka-best.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, yung Cebu Institute of Medicine is the best in Cebu. So, of course, I applied. And then I ask, you always ask, this is the thing, you know, you always look for opportunities. Hindi ka na lang mag-expect for opportunities to come. Even the scholarship I did for, for...
DOSD.
The DOSD, I prayed for it and I looked for it and I asked for it sa department.
Mm-hmm.
So this one in Cebu Institute of Medicine, I enrolled. I remember tatlo yata kaming in interview.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm so glad I got it.
Oh, wow.
And tanda ko pa. And thank you so much. It's Doña Leones Martin Scholarship sa Cebu Institute of Medicine. Another thing rin na nakakatulong sa akin in terms of finances, kasi hindi lang naman tuition fee. You have books. You have yung mga materials. You have your daily expenses. So, yung father ko, he supported naman. And also yung auntie ko from the US. So, I'm very grateful.
Batay sa kanyang karanasan, ang imposible sa mata ng tao naging posible kapag sinabayan ang pananampalataya ng sikap at tiyaga.
It never come to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Talaga na it's hard. Kasi I think talaga ako na tao, yung optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I always look at the good side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Kahit mahirap or parang impossible talaga when you think about it. How can we afford your solo mom?
Exactly.
At saka yung sister ko, one is accountant. And one is dentist, you know? So,
magastos
din yun.
Oo.
So at that time talaga, siguro kung may goal ka talaga, things will come, you know, to you. You look for things and ways how to achieve yung goal.
Goal, oo.
Yeah.
Taong 2005, nagtapos ng medicine si Dr. Angelica. At sa kasamaang palad, biglang namatay naman ang kanyang ina taong 2006. Doktor na sana ako pero wala ka naman. How was it?
It was very, very tough and very hard,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I think the good thing is I got a lot of support at that mm-hmm. time. I can remember all my friends, they're really there to support me,
mm-hmm.
my family,
mm-hmm.
Kahit yung mga mentors ko,
mm-hmm.
oh, they're very good, nice, ito talaga, when you're in that situation, kind words
mm-hmm.
helps a lot, parang healing siya.
Matapos mamatay ang ina, nakilala naman ng doktor ang taong nagpatibok ng kanyang puso at taong 2008, lumipad ito patungong United Kingdom at dito nakuha niya ang kanyang specialization. Ibinahagi din niya ang kanyang strategy sa pag-aaral.
So I set up a goal to myself. I said, okay, within a year, I should be able to finish all the exams. Natapos ko naman kahit na heavily pregnant ako.
Ay, galing. Ikaw yung tao na matalino.
I think I'm more determined, studious, pero hindi naman ako. I wouldn't really say na yung talaga ako genius.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Kasi mas marami pang mas magaling sa akin. And university or college, I excel because of hard work. Kung wala yung hard work, baka average lang ako.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of hard work, Doc, sabi mo, gaano yung hard work na sinasabi mo?
Mayroong people that are fast reader. You know, tapos na nila ang maraming chapters. Okay, so ako, ay naku, sila tapos na ang 10 chapters, ako nasa chapter 3 pa.
Uh-huh.
So I have to work twice as hard as my colleagues, you know.
Oh.
So ang ginagawa ko, yes, I sleep siguro mga 10, hindi ako nagpupuyat kasi I wake up at 3 a.m. at that time. Your focus is best in the morning. Ay. Kasama na yung dasal.
Halos isang dekada na nirahan sa UK si Dr. Angelica at kanyang mga anak kasama ang Filipino-British na asawa, kung saan masaya niyang ibinahagi ang karanasan na pwedeng ipagsabay ang kanyang papel bilang ina at pagiging doktor.
I was flexible, so I was able to do my career and also I was able to be a mom.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos yung partner ko rin, yung husband ko, very, very supportive. So, less than full-time rin siya.
Uh-huh.
So, shared workload talaga kami.
Kasi walang yaya, di ba?
Walang yaya, walang help. So, shared talaga ang responsibilities, shared lahat. And it's really important. Doon ko na-realize your success is very much dependent on the partner that you choose in life. Kasi, you're working as a team.
Paano yun, Dok?
Pag-aalis ako, nag-work siya. You know?
With a kid?
With a kid. Yung firstborn ko pa at that time. You know?
Oh, baby.
Baby. Siya lahat. Then, of course, kung may nights ako, siya rin. Oo. So, ganon. Tapos, working part-time siya. Kung siya naman na nag-work, ako naman.
Pero pag-amin pa nito, maraming hamon ang setup na ito habang nasa UK.
Pag may lagnat or marsipon, mm-hmm, o may sakit yung anak mo,
mm-hmm,
mag-off talaga yung isa.
Mm-hmm.
At walang option na mag-off kundi siya.
Oo, kasi ikaw, doktor.
Si husband ang nag-off. Mm-mm. At saka, I remember at that time,
mm-hmm,
sinabihan na siya ng kanyang boss na, maybe you should check.
Oh.
Yun namang wife mo ang mag-off. Sinabi naman niya, nag-off din siya. But of course, it's quite a demanding job.
Uh-huh.
Pero also at that time, ganun yung setup.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Natapos ni Dr. Angelica Lugorta Scott ang kanyang specialization bilang general practitioner sa UK. At maganda din ang kanilang pamumuhay. Pero ang tanong, bakit lumipat sa Australia ang pamilya?
So I look at the pay, which is way more than UK,
mm-hmm,
and it makes a lot of difference, especially if you're raising a family,
mm-hmm,
diba? And then also, work-life balance. There's, mm-hmm, more outdoor activities.
Mm-hmm.
There's more better ang activities dito, mm-hmm, better weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so yung kids, they can really spend a lot of time outdoor. So I'm thinking ang growth nila will be very good. Yeah, good naman in sa UK. I'm not saying it's not. It's really good as well. Pero you combine it all with lifestyle,
mm-hmm,
with work-life balance, better pay, and also closer to the Philippines. Oh. So you also think of the future for us, you know, kasi tatanda rin naman tayo lahat, mm-hmm, you know. We will retire at some point. Oh. So you also think of the future for us, you know, kasi tatanda rin naman tayo lahat. Mm-hmm. You know, we will retire at some point. I have a sister there. Tapos yung father ko nandoon pa. So you want to be close.
2018 nang lumipat sa Australia ang buong pamilya. Dumaan sila sa maraming pagsusulit at komplikadong proseso ng migration sa bansa. Nang nandito na sa Australia, dagdag sa kanyang specialization ang women's health, skin cancer medicine at chronic diseases. Naging resource person din siya sa multicultural events ng bansa at isa sa aktibong eksperto sa Healthy Pinoy sa programa ng SBS Filipino.
I think I'm very grateful. Humbling talaga. Because sometimes, you know, hindi mo naman plinano.
Mm-hmm.
You just plan na, oh, I'm going to Australia. But then when you come to Australia, when I came to Australia, that's the time I realized na, oh, actually, it's more flexible here. You know, you got more autonomy. You get better chances of, you know, doing subspecialization. And, mm-hmm, then you realize that is a niche practice.
Mm-hmm.
You ma-realize mo. And you're very grateful. tayo kasi mga Pilipino, you know, we're very determined and we work very hard mm-hmm. to be good at what we do. And you know how much here now we have high rates of skin cancer. You feel, you know, you're really needed mm-hmm. and you're making a difference to the community.
Kwento ng doktor, masarap sa pakiramdam na makapagbigay ng serbisyo, hindi lang sa mga Pinoy, kundi sa buong komunidad.
Do you feel honored? It's humbling at the same time. Pero sa lahat naman ng patients ko, marami rin mga ibang lahi. Pero siguro mga Filipinos is about 40% to 50%. Pero because I do a lot of skin cancer as well, mas maraming puti in that aspect.
Maliban sa pagbibigay ng serbisyo at kilalanin ng komunidad bilang doktor, ilan sa maituturing na malaking achievement niya ang maitawid ang visa status ng pamilya.
In the beginning kasi, sa simula talaga, working visa pa lang kami.
Uh-huh.
You know? And then, we have to apply for permanent visa.
Uh-huh.
And then at that time, you remember na may points.
Yes.
But when you get to 40 years old, which is we are approaching 40, liliit na yung points mo. I remember at that time, it was quite stressful.
Uh-huh.
And then we have to ask. So for the permanent visa, we have to ask my I have to ask my employer to sponsor me.
Mm-hmm.
It took a while. Yeah. More than a year siguro. So that was a stressful time.
Mm-hmm.
Pero after that, that's a good achievement.
Yes.
Yeah, magandang exactly. Marami. You agree with that, yeah?
Yes, kasi marami ka ding exam na gagawin, Doc.
Mm. Yeah. So magandang feeling, so apart from yung career mo, yun ring ano, status mo in Australia na I finally got my permanent residency and then after that, of course, you will get your citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
Magandang pakiramdam.
Mm-hmm.
And also, lastly, siguro, is every migrant's dream is to own a home.
Mm-hmm.
So, 2 years after nakarating, so from 2018 we landed, 2 years after that, we're so happy we built the house.
Isa sa pinaka-challenging naman sa kanyang karera, ang pandemya, kung saan isa siya sa kauna-unahang doktor na nagserbisyo sa Western Sydney Mobile Clinic para mag-test sa mga tinamaan ng COVID-19.
It was very tough at that time.
Uh-huh.
Kasi at that time, di ba, it's very new.
Uh-huh.
Everyone was scared.
Uh-huh.
All of us were
yes.
scared. At saka, we have to wear PPE.
Mm-mm.
And then you're worried, of course, kasi when you look at the news, maraming namamatay,
mm-mm.
maraming cases, and you're working day in and day out. At saka you go home with your family?
Yes.
Very, very challenging. Marami talagang naturo yung pandemic na iyon. So I think isa sa mga main thing talaga is that when you have a pandemic, everyone is scared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone takot lahat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And somehow, meron talagang mga taong dapat mag-lead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what it is. It was, you know, a few doctors led the clinic
mm-hmm.
para may testing, para ma-isolate.
You yes.
know, because it's needed by the community. Ang paniniwala ko na you do something good, naturally something good comes back.
Sa ngayon, maliban sa clinic, pinagtutuunan ng pansin ng doktor ang kanyang pamilya, lalo't nag-aaral pa sa high school ang kanyang dalawang anak. At kapag may oras na ayon kay Dr. Angelica Lugorta Scott, magpapakadalubhasa siya sa longevity at lifestyle medicine. Nagbahagi din siya ng payo para sa mga batang Filipino-Australian.
We're so blessed to be in this beautiful country with a lot of opportunities for all of us.
Uh-huh.
So it's really just important na we give back to the Australia as well. We do our best in whatever we do.
Uh-huh.
And we always aim for excellence and to do great in everything, whatever you do. Kahit kaano pa kasimple ang ginagawa mo, you just do your best.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.